Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Locked Inside by Nancy Whirlin, read by Emily Durante. For Maxwell Romotsky, everyone should be lucky enough to have an Uncle Max. What other dungeon is so dark as one's own heart? What jailer so inexorable as oneself? Nathaniel Hawthorne, The House of the Seven Gables. Chapter 1. At 16 years of age, Marnie Skydaughter had a personal net worth of $235.27 million. That she made do on $50 a week was the work of Marnie's guardian, Max Tomlinson, and Marnie knew that one day, on her 21st birthday to be exact, she could, if she chose, have revenge. "I'll fire your sanctimonious butt, Max," she told her computer screen, where a characteristically lengthy and courteous email from Max lay open. "As you know, the regulations for Halcet Academy for Girls clearly stipulate that students on academic probation should not have access to excess personal funds." Marnie could almost hear Max speaking the words in his Mississippi lawyer's drawl that, for all its leisured pace, somehow never sounded any less than definite. "Your years managing my life will be over," she jabbed at the keyboard with satisfaction and precision. "Like that." Max's email disappeared into the trash. Marnie blinked and only then realized her eyes hurt, burned, and her shoulders ached. She flexed them and shut her eyelids tightly.